Well, through the process, you know, if you remember and rewind probably about a year ago, remember you and I talked that I was on the stand for about 9 hours with the lawsuit against Texas. I think that we were heard. I think superintendents were heard. We won the lawsuit. And as a result of that, some schools got some additional monies that they had lost in previous years. So the Bryan ISD got approximately $5 million more than what we had in the past. So we have the opportunity now to help raise our teacher salaries, to help raise our bus drivers, our maintenance workers, our cafeteria workers, everybody in the district. Everybody's going to get a pay raise, which is a nice to have at this point in time in our economy. So we're happy that we had the money. We're happy that the board supported that decision. And we think our teachers, they deserve it. They deserve a whole lot more. But they deserve what they got tonight.
Which is going to be how much for your teachers and how much for your other staff?
The average raise for the teachers was 3.86. Everyone else in the district was 3.5. So bus drivers, auxiliary personnel, administrators, 3.5. Teachers, 3.86 was about the average.
A vote was made to give additional stipends to what I heard were critical academic areas. If you can talk about that.
Sure. In Texas, when you go to these job fairs and you look at critical needs areas, what you find is secondary math, secondary science, secondary or any Spanish, and then some of those special needs areas. So what we're going to do, the board approved it tonight, was give those areas a $2,000 stipend because many schools in our area do that. Many areas in Texas do that. We've got to stay up with the market, and we have to stay up with it. Therefore, that additional $2,000 may bring in someone to our community to stay if they get an additional $2,000 if they're in math or science or something, some critical need like foreign language.
And does that apply to existing employees in those positions as well as new hires?
It does, because we want those employees to realize they're valued, and so we're going to give them that $2,000 stipend as well. Because they were here, we want to also reward them, those individuals, for staying and give them that $2,000 stipend as well.